So we're going to pick up on the rest of Yud Beis and Yud Beis up until the bottom Mishnah. We left off in the middle of the discussion today, Machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, about where the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot do Kriya for their Krovim. Where do they rend their garments for their relatives? So Rav said, the Mishnah said, the Kohen Gadol does it Lamata, in the bottom, and the Kohen Hedyot does it Lamala. Rav said that Lamata literally means at the bottom, the Kohen Gadol tears the bottom hem of his garment, and the Kohen Hedyot tears by the neck. Shmuel said, no, that it means is the Kohen Gadol tears underneath the reinforced neck area, lamata, from the neck area, and the Kohen Hedyot tears at the neck area itself. So the Gemara says as follows, the Gemara now raises a kasha against Shmuel Meisve, Akola Meisim Kulon, for all, in general, when a person loses a loved one for whom they are obligated to go ahead and enter Kriya, and Rashi points out this is talking about besides a father or mother, Rotza mavdil kame safa shalo, rotza ino mavdil kame safa shalo. So if he wants to go ahead and cut his garment at the opening by the neck, he can do so. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do so. Avival imo mavdil. But for a parent, he has to dafka ter kriya at the neck of the garment. That says the Gemara Kevan Daba Ame Avikera. So now that we ultimately see that under normal circumstances, tearing underneath, even underneath the reinforced neck, is considered to be a proper tearing. So Kari Kan Begadov Lo Yifrom. Then ultimately, again, how could we say that the Kohen Gadol could tear even beneath the neck? Meaning, Lemaise, again, how could Shmuel say that the Kohen Gadol goes in and tears underneath the neck when we've just established that tearing underneath the neck is indeed a valid form of Kriya, and the Kohen Gadol is expressly prohibited from doing anything resembling a Kriya? To which the Gemara says, Shmuel Krab Yehuda Sfirle, Shmuel Hosek Krab Yehuda, who says, the Amar, Kol Keresh Shino Mavdo Safa Shalo Eino Ela Keresh Shal Tiflos. So Shmuel Hosek Krab Yehuda, who says, under normal circumstances, any time that you do a Kriya, and that Kriya does not open up the neck opening, that is not a real Kriya. Therefore, again, Shmuel permits it by the Kohen Gadol, Dafka, because it does not constitute an actual Kriya. Umi is a Rabbi Yehuda Kriya by Kohen Gadol, but does Rabbi Yehuda hold that there's Kriya by Kohen Gadol at all? V'hatanya, we learned, Ilun Einem Raisa, Ilun Ne'emar Rosh Alo Yifra Begelo Yifrom, if the Pasuk would have said, right, that again, Rosho lo yifro beger lo yifrom, he can't leave his hair uncut, can't allow his hair to grow, and he can't tear his clothing. Hayisi omer berosh u beger shal sota kosov medaber. I would have thought ultimately again that the pasuk is referring to both the head as well as the clothing of a sota. Talmud lomar es rosho lo yifra u begadov lo yifrom. Therefore, the pasuk says, he shall not go ahead and leave his head, Rosho, he shall not go ahead and leave his head uncut, or his hair uncut, ubegadov lo yifrom, and his clothing shall not be torn, she'eno befriya uprima kol ikar. That ultimately, again, a Kohen Gadol is not permitted, a Kohen Gadol is really not included in the mitzvah of allowing the hair to grow or rending the garments, tearing his garments, fa'avelas of Rabbi Yehuda. So these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel says as follows. So the Gemara goes right to Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino porim kederach shebnei adam parmim. What it means is that he does not, the Kohen Gadol does do Kriya, but he doesn't go ahead and tear his clothing the way that other people do. Elohu milamato va'ahedyot milamalo. Rather, again, he does it on the bottom, right? He does it on the bottom, and ultimately, again, the Kohen Hedyot does it on top. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Savalik Rabbi Yehuda Bechado, to which the Gemara ends off by saying that Shmuel ultimately holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one case, Upalegale Bechado, and he argues with Rabbi Yehuda in the other one. So bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So the Gemara explains that Lamaisa we paskin, the Rambam explains that we paskin like Rav. Namely, we accept the din of the Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol goes ahead and tears his clothing on the bottom. The Kohen Hedyot tears his clothing on top. Ultimately, again, how do we define top and bottom in accordance with Rav? That bottom means lemato, is lemato mamish, namely that the Kohen Gadol tears his clothing at the bottom of his garment in a way that essentially does not constitute a kriya under any other circumstances. But this is how he goes ahead and observes his kriya for one of the close relatives, and the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, goes in and tears his clothing milamalo. He tears it on top, he tears it on top, i.e. by the neckline. And under normal circumstances, that's why paskin, that kriya is often done by the neckline itself, with the exception, of course, of the Kohen Gadol, who will tear it milamata. Alright, so we'll stop over here. We will, in Yeretz Hashem, pick up on the bottom Mishnah, 5 lines up from the bottom tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.